This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann in California. Ann, thanks for calling in on this Monday edition. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm not only in California, I'm in San Francisco, California.
Wow, so you're in the big tech censorship, pro-China, pro-communism command base.
That's right, and I own a house cleaning company, a high-end house cleaning company. And the interesting thing is that I've been into every one of these, like, techies' homes, and I have their keys as well. But that's beside the point. I just wanted one.
No, I'd love to hear that off record.
No, it's interesting. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Well, you got plenty of time. I mean, you called in about InfoWars Army and Band and all the rest of it. But from what I know about these big tech heads, the little liberal fake front of wimpy guy is a camouflage for something very predatory.
It is. It is. I actually have the account to clean. Like, Facebook has a corporate suite in the Infinity Tower. And I go in, when they entertain people, I have that cleaning account. So by me stepping up, and let me just thank you for red pilling me, because I was a crazy ass liberal until I heard Alex Jones and your show and David Knight and Owen Schroyer. But the first and most pertinent thing is that I have done nothing, like, publicly. My Twitter account is shut down. I want to be part of the InfoWars Army. I was one of the first responders. And Owen Schroyer says to hook up with other people, go on Twitter and find someone in your area. I want one other conservative, just one other person who's willing to take. I'm also an artist, so I've created some political pieces to go and go with me, just one person in the Bay Area to go.
Well, that's why they want to use social media to control us, not let us get together. So I don't want to get you in trouble, and you kind of mention a lot of what the work you're doing, so they may come after you, but I don't want you to get into specifics. It's just how can people, you know, they're trying to block email, or how can people, you know, get a hold of you if they want to, you know, come do something with you?
Well, okay, I went on. Oh, I just think that this is a very important point. I'm going to lose my business, but I have a little rental income, and that's fine. You've stepped up to the plate, but it's not just you. It's patriots throughout history who have literally laid their life down in order for us to have these freedoms. Now, some of, I think, the most active individuals are going to be the people like myself who were very, very liberal, and then get red-pilled. And
I want to be clear. I think it's because you're still liberal, you're not a leftist. Because I keep saying liberal. There's liberal and there's leftist. The leftists are not liberals. So I keep using the term liberal. It should be leftist. I'm the one that's at fault. Have you seen Prager use breakdown of liberal versus leftist?
I haven't, but
it's liberals that built this country. It's not leftists. And that's how they've confused it. So I'm not correcting you. I'm correcting myself.
Okay, well, I was a leftist, extreme leftist. My daughter, who's a major Bay Area social justice warrior, said she'd never talk to me again if I voted for Trump. So, yeah, there's things to lose here.
Well, I got
to
hear this then. I want to hear about your daughter. I want to talk to you more. We got to take more calls. The callers are amazing. Ann, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you in 60 seconds. Then we're going to go to George, David, everybody. And then Mike Adams is coming in this hour into the next hour with Matt Bracken, and I want to get his take on this. But we're already under martial law with a Stay Behind Network. I don't want martial law. But how does Trump stop a deep state that's already launched a civil emergency? We'll talk about it all straight ahead. This is critical.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
All right, coming up next segment, Mike Adams has said emergency report, Trump planning mass arrests, military tribunals for deep state traitors. It's not that we brought us to that point. That's they're trying to overthrow the government. So how do you respond to these aren't like regular bank robbers or regular child molesters. These are people in the FBI, in the CIA, in the Congress, in the media that are planning total insurrection. So how do you counter that? I'm an expert on martial law. Clinton was trying to gear it up. I learned about it from federal employees and people. So that's why I was worried about it. People go, oh, God, Jones used to be against martial law. Now he loves it. No, I don't. Obama put us under it. It's coming up next segment. And in California, you were saying that you work in and around Silicon Valley and see these people. You're talking about your daughter's an SJW and that she never talked to you again if she knew that you were going to vote for Trump since you recently woke up. Does she know what's going on? Because, I mean, Trump's a classical liberal, not a leftist. Trump's all about freedom and openness and largesse. I mean, does she know that you've taken the red pill?
Nope. Nobody does. Nobody does. But I'm ready to come out of the closet. I'm ready. Like I said, I have some rental income. I'm ready to forfeit my, it's called Hannah's high-end house cleaning.
Oh, ma'am, I'm not going to get you in trouble. We're going to delay that.
Hey, I'm trying to be part of the InfoWars army.
No, I understand, but you know, they could dock somebody. I'm not saying you're doing it. You sound legitimate, but let's not get into who you personally are. And maybe, you know, I would love to see you do some InfoWars army stuff. It's, you know, legal and lawful. What is it like in San Francisco? Because why everywhere the extreme leftists are in control? Is there so much heroin, so much crap all over the streets, so much? Why do the men make weird soy boy faces? Like, you're in the middle of San Francisco. What's going on there?
Well, it is as bad as you say. My daughter, she lives in Oakland, California, and Oakland is a whole lot worse. San Francisco's recently, the hotels have stomped on the homeless, so they forced the politicians to move the homeless out of the main tourist area. But Alex, I was in Union Square in San Francisco, which is a major tourist destination, and I was ready to get on our subway BART, and there was a person just shooting up a hypodermic needle. And the police officer, I just witnessed the police officer say, okay, buddy, move it along, you know, not here. But there was no arrest or whatever. And, you know, probably they're opening up safe injection sites at taxpayers' expense.
Yeah, leftist cities are vampiric centers for pedophilia, heroin addicts, just death. And they're leftist areas to feed on all this and then use all the social service money to make the politicians rich. And God bless you. I appreciate your call. Go to InfoWarsArmy.com. Send your email. All you got to do is go put up a sign in public or do something legal and lawful, and we'd love to try to work with you. I'm planning some prize money, too, because it made people so excited in 2016. So we'll see what happens. And I understand your excitement. But let's be careful not to dox you, because, you know, these folks can really come after you. So there's a power in anonymity. There's a power in being public, too, but there's a power in anonymity. Okay, we got David and Kamal and Eddie and Duncan and David and George and Eric and Matthew and Mark and Miles and Chuck. Who should we go to next? Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that'd be Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex. Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I got a question. When Rosenstein walked up to the White House like he did earlier, how come they just don't arrest him? They know he's a traitor.
Well, here's the deal. They know that there's the illusion that he's this Justice Department person that the media worships. So they know Rosenstein already tried to quit to trick Trump into firing him. And so they're playing these super weird games right now. And so I think Trump did the right thing going, oh, no, you're my buddy. You know, you resigned. The whole corporate media said you were gone. Then you spun it that I fired you. It just shows the disarray of these people. You know, you ever heard the term, you can't con an honest man? Because they don't listen to scams.
Yes.
And that's how Trump is. None of it even works on him. He instantly sees through it. And so that's why all these lesser men say Trump's this idiot. No, because these people couldn't wipe their own white asses if it wasn't for being part of the establishment.
Yeah, but the two sets of laws has got to stop. Somebody, if he doesn't take a stand, I've called the White House, and I've told that lady that answers the phone that we got his back.
Listen, Trump knows. Trump knows. Trump knows. That's why he's about to release the documents. They panicked. He gave them a week not to release them, and now they're already freaking out. He has them dead to rights. These criminals are so arrogant, it's their mental illness, that they thought they ruled America, even though their witch queen Hillary was gone and Obama was gone. They had stay-behind networks and funding through the Justice Department and CIA and through the Board of Governors of the FCC. So they believe they've got political power. Trump's showing they don't have real power to all the stay-behind networks right now. And don't worry. It's not just Project Veritas. As I told the New York Times a month ago, there's new video of big tech admitting censorship coming out. And it's not just Veritas that's doing it now. Patriots, now that they've pulled this on Trump the last few months, there's been a total release. And I'll go ahead and let them know because they already know. Trump has now released the military and the Patriots that are in the intelligence agencies on these people. So they're all being recorded. They're all being taped. They're all being set up right now. And like, you get around a conservative or a patriot, we're all about doing nothing wrong. You get around a leftist, their religion is being dirty and talking crap. You wonder how they can be so arrogant, like, oh, I'll screw everyone over. Oh, F America. That, you're like, God, what the hell? That's who these people are. Imagine the worst people you know given power. And so all you got to do is go tape them. We've got enough poison politically to destroy their whole system. Do we want to have to use it? And we probably are going to. So don't worry. The lethal injection for the Democrats, the needles are already loaded up, man, politically. So you want to see them burn? We don't want to make this messy. But if they want a mess, they're going to get one. Obama and all these cokeheads. I mean, you know, Obama having sex with 10 dudes a day and like all the cocaine he is a total addict, a total mental patient. And he can barely talk now, like Bill Clinton. You know, another child rapist. I mean, Obama doesn't rape kids, I'm told. He just likes 10 dudes a day, which is fine. The point is the cocaine and the drugs Obama takes, he's fried. And so he's just to the end of his rope. You know how that works.
Alex, can I tell you one quick story?
Yes, Eddie, go ahead.
I have your pocket constitution. I carry it with me. And I highlighted the emoluments section in it, and I gave it to my boss at work, and she literally stood up in a meeting, took the Constitution and threw it up against the wall and said, Trump shouldn't be allowed to own his own businesses while he's the president. And I just thought that was crazy, and I wanted to tell you. And
Did you say, hey, Hillary got billions of dollars trading favors while the head of the State Department with her foundation? That's okay? Or stealing billions from the Haitians? Or Bono keeps 99% of the African aid money? I mean, if I was running an African aid charity and I took any money for it, I'd feel bad. Sure, you got to pay for the charity. I mean, it might even be half the expenses. But I would, if I was at dinner on an African charity or anything else, and I was paying for dinner off the charity, I'd feel bad. I mean, what a jerk, man. But they hold him up like he's God. What do you say to that?
Oh, man, I said the same thing to her. I said, you let all these criminals steal. And she's just a big lib.
But you understand, they feel their personal power through the media and the system because they have something spiritually missing. They just, thank God you get it. Because seriously, none of us are perfect. But we get justice. We get fraud. We get where we are in the universe, and we see it. These people don't get it. They're lost. We'll be right back with Mike Adams with the biggest news ever. 43 days out from the election. This is why they banned us. You don't want to stop this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Adams and I are going to be co-hosting into the next hour with former Navy SEAL and counterterrorism expert Matt Bracken joins us, but we're going to commandeer part of that hour. He's ready for that. It's okay. So I want to continue with your calls. We're going to finish this before I go back to your calls. So please be patient. I want to hear from you. This is out of NBC News. It's out of Daily Caller. Kavanaugh vows last-minute character assassinations will not force him to withdraw. And that's key. In America and in jurisprudence after the Magna Carta, but also in Judaic Old Testament law, not Talmudic, but the earlier stuff that I actually agree with, Old Testament things and New Testament, you are innocent until proven guilty. Well, also, both women's witnesses have instantly said none of it's true. That's called impeached. But we're told, oh, no, go ahead with this. So this is a big moment for America because, as Mike Adams said in his emergency report that came out yesterday that's gone viral, Kavanaugh is needed for the real majority because we can't trust one of those members. If Trump, and they're pulling a bunch of stuff and trying to get him out of there during an emergency, Trump needs Kavanaugh, who is a strict constructionist and who has said he backs the co-equal executive. Which I back that as well. And I want to be clear. I'm an expert on martial law, continuity of government, national emergency, civil emergencies, War Powers Act 33, National Security Act 47, because I learned that Obama was planning to use it, but also so was Bill Clinton. The difference is they signed executive orders. We're going to cover those in a moment. Ceding power to bureaucracies to block Trump. And so I knew they had executive orders. I knew they had a stay behind network. I knew they were trying 25th Amendment, which everything you heard us say 20 months ago is now all over the news. Tomorrow's news today. Next year's news today. That's why they want to span. But when Mike Adams had the headline, I talked to the day he was writing it. Well, I think it was Friday or Saturday. It came out on Sunday. Emergency report, Trump planning mass arrest of military tribunals for deep state traitors. And I went, and it made me click. I went, wait a minute. We're already in a civil emergency. Trump's the only president since the War Powers Act who hasn't declared a yearly emergency to get around things. He uses executive power to kill TPP, and they called him a dictator. Well, why'd they give him that power? They gave it to Obama. So by Obama, his last 4 years, he had been made a dictator, for all intents and purposes, a rubber stamp for the globalists. Trump taking control freaked him out so bad because if he realized his power, it was over. He could shut down the emergency, restore the republic, as he said at the inauguration, and step back towards Washington 2.0 and even greater. The greatest president in the first term. So destiny's happening, and I'm getting chills. So they're going to spin this that we're calling for martial law, but I like the fact that you set it up front because if you're already under civil emergency, if you're already under national emergency with all the Brennan and Clapper and Mudd calling for 25th Amendment and we learn Rosenstein's trying it, how do you counter a rogue cancer that's outside of law? That's martial law. Martial law is outside of regular law. That's the definition. That's both definition of martial law. Outside of the national laws of a country, generally meaning military rule. Well, they're trying to get the bureaucracy, the Praetorian Guard of the FBI and CIA, to countermand the president, to overthrow him. So how do you respond? I think Trump taking the safety off on the constitutional assault weapon, and I mean that as an allegory, not literal, and in saying, I'll release all the secret documents of your treason, the big dog just got off the porch. So we're not calling for martial law. We're under a form of it in their own admissions under Obama's executive orders. We'll cover next segment. But I want to give the big 35,000-foot view here because, Mike, rarely have I had such a quantum jump. At first going, what? Then you told me, then I read your article. I was like, of course, that's true. We sound extreme saying martial law. They're the ones saying 25th Amendment. They're the ones saying remove. They're the ones saying kill his family, kill us, take our banking away, take us down. We're simply responding as the duly elected government to a rogue op with CHICOM and Juncker EU tyranny. So what are we supposed to do? When they rise to this level, if we don't rise to meet it, we have become derelict in duty.
And Alex, it's crucial to understand that the context of this potential martial law would be also in response to the mass chaos, uprising, and violence committed by the left.
Which is in the WikiLeaks, which is in the... Exactly.
Right, right. So, in fact, I've said to people in the last 12 hours who have questioned me on this, I said, there will come a time, probably very soon in America, when the left declares total war. Bloodshed on the streets is what they want. Hit list where they want to come out and kill.
Did you see the latest from BJ Media where they said kill the ICE, kill the Congress,
right,
kill their dogs? Like, print me that. And this is on major sites on Facebook and Twitter, not being taken down. They are prepared. They are girding for war.
Yes, yes. And I believe there will come a time where the average American person will beg for a form of temporary martial law simply to restore some peace and stability.
I have all the clips of CNN and MSNBC say we want a civil emergency. They want race riots. So we're derelict in duty if we don't counter this unconstitutional, illegal, multinational corporate attack.
Then understand, this is right out of the rules for radicals, is to cause massive chaos. And they've got hit lists, Alex, and you're on the hit list and I'm on the hit list. But I believe that they have the home addresses and they want to go out and murder all prominent conservatives such as...
Oh, notice what I got banned on Twitter for. It was when I said they've got your name and number if you're in Congress or you're a patriot.
Exactly.
Which I don't want to get into the details of this for obvious reasons, but we know.
We know. We know. And what's interesting, this is from...
Well, I got news. Sources. You notice Antifa hasn't been showing up in Austin anymore. I heard some bad things happen.
Really?
I heard people fell down.
Oh. That
it wasn't me, but they pissed off SEAL Team 6.
Well, I tell you what, what I find fascinating is I did this story with independent research. You know, you and I have independent different sources, and yet when you combine our reporting and our investigations, they support each other in the big picture of what's happening. This is why, Alice, this is why the Kavanaugh issue is so critical. If Kavanaugh does not get confirmed, then Trump doesn't have the backup support of this additional Supreme Court jurist to support his...
That's right. They've done the calculus that he is checkmate.
That's right. That's right. And so this is not about Roe versus Wade. This resistance against Kavanaugh is about allowing the deep state to continue to overthrow America.
And I agree. And I'm jumping in because you're so on target. This is just so epic what's happening.
No, it's all good.
We're about to go to break. I'll give you the forum and come back. We'll get to the executive orders, the proof of what the stay behind network they set up. But I think the Rosenstein thing is he said he was going to resign. That's confirmed. He tried to trick Trump then to say he was gone,
right,
to say Trump made it up.
Right.
I mean, Trump is really smart.
They're playing high-level games right now. In fact, Rosenstein being leaving the scene is really part of the unraveling of this threat of the deep state, combined with the declassification documents that, of course, the FBI and the DOJ are slow-walking with redactions, which defies the presidential order to release them in unredacted form. And by the way, when those documents come out, Alex, it is just it's like dominoes falling at that point.
Because I've talked to folks that have seen them. It is McCabe and all of them going, F him, he's a moron, ha ha ha. These arrogant SOBs, I mean, they are effed.
They are. I mean, history is now unfolding by the hour, and this will be the single greatest event that any of us have ever lived through in the history of this country.
Mike, I can't get hype big enough for the show.
I know.
I get on here and I say, oh, earth-changing, incredible, incredible. If you knew what they were doing to me right now, imagine what they're doing to Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Imagine what they're doing to Trump. What you get people say, oh, my God, we better back off. No, I'm a man.
right.
Well, let me guess, Mike, you're not afraid. You've never been more alive.
Exactly. Not afraid. I'm here for the Republic. I'm here to defend freedom. I'm here to expose these deep state traitors because America is a bigger idea than any of us individually.
That's right. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Adams is here. He wrote the critical report up on Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. Got a new one I was going to get to as well. Emergency report, Trump planning mass arrest, military tribunals for deep state traitors. Now, people go, oh my God, that's tyranny. No. Apple and Google work with China, rounding up political dissidents. They're now censoring us. The left is hitting people that go to conservative prayer events in the head with bike locks, and the local police are defending it in blue cities. Globalism, fear. We have a rogue group trying to overthrow the president. That's the danger. George Washington would go after them instantly. So we're not calling for martial law. We're already under a civil emergency that Obama invoked. You've got the executive orders in your article. So let's explain this. We're not calling for martial law. We're saying the Democrats have a dual government parallel operating. They now admit this. And think how far we've come, Mike, that now this is out in the open. But what do we do now? What does Trump do now? And 43 days out, with him going after Rosenstein and all the chicanery and all the games, this epic stuff behind the scenes going on, what do we do? What should we be looking for?
Well, it's clear that we are right now all suffering under, really, Obama's deep state martial law in many different forms. For example, you even described this a couple of weeks ago about digital martial law, the fact that virtually all Trump supporters are deplatformed, where we have this online book burning, these online restrictions by Google and Facebook and Apple. That's a form of digital martial law. There's an economic martial law in place where you've been deplatformed now by PayPal last week, economic sabotage. These companies, by the way, I believe, I'm convinced, are taking orders from Obama's leftover CIA or deep state people. They're answering to Obama. Obama's still running the Obama regime, even though he's out of the White House. And so we are living under many, many different forms of martial law and speech police and thought police and so on. So the question is not, do you want martial law?
They believe that's the framework of why they've done it legally. They say it. We're the resistance. Hillary's our president. We're fighting.
Well, right. But they're actually fighting to destroy America. They're fighting
that's
to
in the
Veritas in.
Videos. They're like, we're exactly. going to sabotage fixing veterans affairs. We're going to sabotage the economy coming back.
See, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas has just confirmed everything else that I researched and that you've been talking about. The deep state, remember when we were teased about, oh, they said there's no deep state. And, well, they give it different names, a steady state, the regular state, whatever.
Shadow government.
It's a deep state system. They are working to undermine and ultimately overthrow
but
President
let's be clear.
Trump.
I get too close to the problem. When you were telling me martial law, Trump needs a counter, we're already under my, and I was like, well, that's true. They're the ones saying we're in a civil emergency. They're right. going to remove Trump 25th Amendment. They already did it. It's like they already went to that level. The only way to counter it is that, and Trump has the authority as an elected president.
And as I point out,
you can't just sit there and let them pull off race riots and murder.
Well, the thing is, Trump has already planned all of this, and this is what really shocked me about going through the Federal Register and looking at the executive orders. And there's one from December 26th of 2017.
You know, I can tell you something really confirm what you're saying.
Really? Okay, yeah, bring it in because I want to hear it. Executive Order 13818. Now, you know as well as I do, Alex, that the title of the executive order has no legal bearing, right? It's what's written in the executive order. Same way that a law passed in the Senate, the title could be made up fiction. It could be called the Saving Happy Children Act, but it's actually about abortions or something, right?
Exactly.
The title doesn't mean anything.
Well, New Freedom Initiative, it's meant to put half the kids on drugs.
Exactly, or the Patriot Act, to spy on all Americans, right? Well, the blocking of property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption is the title of this executive order, and in it, it specifically outlines and describes what are the exact crimes of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. In corruption, in where they've acted on behalf of a government official responsible for or complicit in corruption, including the misappropriation of state assets. This is Trump's language here. And corruption related to government contracts or the extraction of natural resources or bribery. Who extracted natural resources and engaged in bribery? Uranium One, Hillary Clinton, rubber stamped by Barack Obama, involving none other than James Comey and Robert Mueller.
So you can see what Trump's executive orders are setting up.
And then in that same order, actually earlier, Trump says, I therefore determine that these serious human rights abuses and corruption around the world constitute, quote, an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy and economy of the United States.
And what he was doing was cutting off their foreign funding.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Obama committed massive international money laundering and fraud
with the Muslim Brotherhood, like $200 million at least.
See this, yeah. Oh, it was tens of billions of dollars in cash and gold. Remember that he gave to the Iranian regime, flew in on the cargo planes with the pallets of cash. Plus, he in order to do
CNN
that,
bragged he was doing it. They
yes.
funded bringing down our allies and blowing up churches. And
these are massive international.
He's literally
crimes.
A jihadi.
Obama is going to be named. I believe. I believe that Obama is going to be arrested.
Did you notice how he was a stuttering mess in his latest speeches?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't see his latest.
He can hardly even talk.
Well, I don't doubt it because he knows what's going down. You see,
because he's like Rosenstein, another nobody who believed that his con game would go on forever.
See, well, they got caught. They tried to carry out a coup and they got caught. And it's due to the work of many, many people, including
we should
you,
have started
Alex,
that. Also, the point is, they've got martial law they believe in place.
Yes.
Another government outside Trump is fraudulent. Their chutzpah and arrogance has run out. And now they've been caught, so I agree. What happens next?
They go full chaos after the documents come out and the arrests begin. The left will go full chaos. Now, until then, they're going to try to block Kavanaugh because they can't have a Supreme Court that sides with the executive emergency powers declarations that Trump will invoke once these documents, the declassified documents, are fully released.
And by the way, we know who their street army is. It's just like in these Veritas videos. It's these Democratic National Socialist people who were putting these on employees' doors last night about free housing.
Oh, yeah.
They have got an army of commies now coming out of the woodwork.
And the thing is, these commies and these Antifa people, you and I know that they are tactically inept, that they are pathetic weaklings, but in their minds, they think they're superheroes. They think they're ninjas. And they think they can pull this off, so they will try it. And they will be defeated so rapidly that, but it will shock them.
Well, I mean, don't they know that they've already all been basically lazed?
Well, they're brainwashed by their people to thinking that
I don't think I'm invincible. I've already decided, like Patrick Henry, I don't want to die, but give me liberty, give me death. I'm ready to die. I don't want to.
Right.
They think that, no, there's no threat. We're only going to win. They don't understand. We're already committed all the way. Like, all our energy, all our political stuff is only a shadow of what we would do once the physical war started.
Well, and plus, on the side of Trump and on the side of America, you have law enforcement, you have Oath Keepers, you have veterans, active duty and retired veterans, and you've got citizens who are pro-Second Amendment and pro-Trump. We're talking.
But they think they're going to have the national media in command and control.
It doesn't matter because Obama signed an executive order in 2012 that gives the president the ability to seize national media.
If he knows he has that power.
He knows. He's got to know at this point. But look, Obama signed a series of executive orders planning on handing a dictatorship to Hillary Clinton. And so these extraordinary orders give power to the president, whoever that president may be.
And that's the key. Explain that when we come back. Obama set up martial law provisions before he left.
Yes.
Because they knew Hillary was going to start a race war. Then Trump comes in. They just keep going with the plan.
Well, right. I mean, Obama thinks that he's still president, and the deep state thinks that they still answer to Obama. And but Trump has the ability to declassify and release all these documents as he has ordered. And the defiance of that release is the last desperate ploy of this deep state.
And let's be clear, we don't want martial law. The Democrats and deep state put us into it. But if somebody comes up with a club in a fight, you get a club as well. We're not looking for this. We wanted to fix things, but
yeah, we want liberty. We want the restoration of this constitutional republic. And I've even suggested that after Trump saves America and arrests these deep state traitors and cleans out the swamp, that he set a date for his own resignation to step aside and go down in history as the greatest hero to save America since George Washington himself.
Because that'd be even better than serving two terms.
Exactly.
Exactly. Step down into absolute prime. Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to take phone calls 20, 30 minutes to the next hour. Then Matt Bracken is joining us. Well, Mike Adams will be here and take your phone calls when we start the next hour. Most people being banned off PayPal and having all our sponsorship taken, and they don't even let us sponsor on the web now. I mean, this is an example of big cartels coming together to shut us down. It's totally illegal. Would just be plugging every segment, like go to InfoWarsStore.com. We can still use PayPal and payment processing and get the products, get the T-shirts, get the books. Look, if you don't know by this point that InfoWars is real and that InfoWars cares about America and freedom, and we're just telling you like it is, I was never against the government. I didn't like globalist government. Now we got a beachhead. I'm all about the Constitution, and we have these provisions for a reason. Obama put martial law in. Trump came in. Nobody told him. Rosenstein didn't tell him. It's even in the news. They're trying to use a civil emergency to kick Trump out. He has to declare an emergency under federal law to nix that one. So when we say martial law, it has steps, hundreds of steps to it. We're not talking about tanks in the streets blowing people's heads off. That's if we don't take the right action. But I'm going to say this right now to TV viewers and radio listeners. I don't like to tell the enemy what's going on, but they lie so much. All I do is tell the truth. I mean, literally, I'm neurotic about it. And, you know, they're in the news. The New York Times is like, oh, Jones is being defeated. His audience is down 50%. Oh, his revenue's down. Well, that's not true. But then it's not the other thing. Alex Jones is winning the info war. They're crushing us, reaching new people. Our hardcore original audience has come back, and our hardcore audience is bigger than ever. And it's kind of like the Spartans. That's what really matters. So you are the national asset, the national treasure, and I'm not just saying it. were under attack first because, baby, you're it. They're scared of you. Whether you're a white woman or a black woman, Hispanic, but I love you all. I went out to our rally. That's why they hate our rallies. It was like half folks weren't white. I love it. Jesus, I just want humanity to survive. What I'm telling you right now is the law firms don't want me to talk about it at this point. And we have cases that can be won, and I have to file suit this week. And it's going to cost a lot battling these people toe-to-toe. But believe me, by the end of the week, you'll see it in the news. So it's an expression. Do I sue them to stop this? Them taking our payment processor, which is literally Mark of the Beast, global Chinese social score control? Or do I just move forward? It's a catch, but at a certain point, I got to start suing. And again, that's not a panacea. It's just all I can do. But we need major funds to fight these people. Because just like they banned James Woods this weekend, they're banning everybody else. This is going to get more and more obvious. You're like, well, then that'll destroy them. They think they're about to take over. They're doing like a bank robber gets caught robbing. He grabs a little kid and goes, I'll blow her head off. I'll blow her head off. We're now at that. I'll blow our head off. You know, we'll kill Barron Trump. We'll kill the cops. Remember like Obama's last year, they were like shooting cops in the back of the head. Cops aren't perfect. I don't like a corrupt cops, but I don't hate cops. They were just CNN's like, well, five cops got shot in Dallas and four in Louisiana. Well, you know, they deserve it because cops are bad. They need to go under Loretta Lynch's Strong Cities Initiative and the UN. And I remember you used to hear old timers even 20 years ago. The UN will take over the police under the Memorandum 7277, which is a real memorandum, but I never thought they'd try it. So, again, we're in epic times, and X2 is a deep earth crystal source of iodine. Nobody else has got it. They jacked up the prices, problems with the oil companies. It's the last run. Still 25% off. Brain Force plus the great nootropic, our great secret 12 high quality vitamin B12, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get a t-shirt, get a book, sign up for AutoShip. We don't just have PayPal, but the Washington New York Times go, we took his only payment processor. He'll be bankrupt. I'm just like, my lawyers are like, I won't even say you have other processors, but it's just like playing this game. They're the censors. They're the monsters. They help China censor. They're pigs. And Soros bought a big piece of their operation just a month ago. And they're involved with China and this big merger with one of the main global processors. I'm not just saying this because they're going after me. I didn't look it up till the other day. Trump should block that as antitrust. These people are craven criminals, arrogant SOBs. I'll tell you a little secret. 2 weeks ago, PayPal tried to get us to give us all their business. And I said, there's something. They said, they want all of our processors and all of our internals. And I said, and Tim says, I feel weird. And I said, yeah, it's a setup. Don't do it. And of course, it was. They wanted it all to blast it and give that blueprint. So, again, people are like, oh, my God, you may lose. We're all going to lose. I'm not worried about me. Okay? I'm worried about all of us together. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, go there. Get a t-shirt. Get some coffee. Get some supplements. Do it today. Show that before they ban us on PayPal and all the rest of it, we've got money to operate more. We'll operate right through the election. But I tell you, they took all our processing away. They already took all our sponsors. You know, we'll be shut down. But that's okay. People get killed in wars. Ships burn. You know, armies get defeated, but we keep fighting. It's not about me, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the war. But I'll tell you this. We're like a ship that's already devastated the enemy. But then there's a calm. And I'm out there alone, and all of a sudden, a whole armada comes around the island, and they're starting to fire at me, and their cannonballs are getting closer and closer. A few of them have hit the ship, and there's no wind. You're asking, how are they being propelled by the globalists? You are the wind. And if we see major financial support in your prayers and everything, that will get our sales going so that we'll live to fight another day. But I've already, the media's like, Jones wants to die, so he's ready to die. No, I said, I'm willing to die. Like, give me liberty or give me death or victory or death. As Colonel Travis said, doesn't mean I want to, but if you're willing to go all the way, you have to be ready for that. And it's not some power trip. It's actually, at this level, it's kind of like getting up in the morning or going to sleep at night. Like, I'm not scared. My God, you know, life has a lot more pain than that, seeing your children go through stuff or whatever. I don't fear death anymore. It's a real transition. But I do fear not living in my full potential. But I am totally, like plants rely on the sun or sails and ships rely on wind. You are InfoWars. So, Mike, I'm ranting there. I just hope folks financially support us because we're in such a historic, critical time that I just don't even know people realize how epic this is.
Well, it just reminds me of the Revolutionary War when, you know, they're fighting the largest army and military might in the world.
Never defeated.
And just a ragtag bunch of people who didn't have the funding of the British Empire. They didn't have all the technology.
But they had the will.
They had their spirit. And it probably until the very end, it looked like they couldn't win, but they just kept at it. And they had that slogan that I've heard from, you know, my buddies in the Navy SEALs and others who just say, never, ever, ever surrender to any enemy. You keep fighting until the last breath, and guess what? You win, usually. When you have that attitude and you keep fighting, and you're fighting for truth, and you're fighting for America, the real country, you got to understand, these anti-American forces that are fighting to destroy America, they don't believe in anything. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in...
Can you imagine how horrible it would be to not have a belief and not soul?
I know. They are like little just chaotic gremlin demons running around, destroy, kill, murder babies, everything. This is their
slogan. Power, 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 yeah. Because nothing, right. Nothing quenches them.
That's right.
Honor would fill them in 1 second.
But they have no souls. I mean, they have no spirit. I mean, some of them may actually be soulless for all we know. They certainly act that way. But you see, because we are about transparency and truth, and we're about this country and the vision of what our forefathers fought for and what the framers put in place, this brilliant system in the history of the world, no country has ever been as astonishingly dedicated to liberty and freedom as America. And that's why
all these forces want to control it.
Yes.
Because it's not perfect, but there's a destiny.
Well, Obama worked 8 years to destroy America from within. And
100%.
Yeah.
And then Trump has only gotten 10% control, and it's all turned around.
Yes, yes.
That's why they're so panicked right now.
And that's why they have to silence voices like yours or mine, because if people simply ponder simple truths, it's a revolution. The only way to keep the American people controlled and hating their own country is to keep them constantly brainwashed by CNN.
Well, can you imagine the demoralization when he goes to Chile or Brazil or South Africa and says, you can't have a car or air conditioning?
Right, right.
He's literally flying around in jumbo jets telling you, demoral, like, I'm trendy. I'm your God, Obama. You can have nothing. Die. I'm liberal. Die.
Well, the insanity is off the charts at this point, as we know. But getting back to practical matters here, number one, we need to support the confirmation of Kavanaugh for all the reasons we've been discussing here. And have you asked your viewers and listeners to call their senator? And, you know, call Capital Switchboard number. It's a 202 number. Call them.
Let's pull it up. And, I mean, I've said people should take action.
But we've got to
tell them. You know, they're going to roll out even more women.
Oh, of course they are. Of course
they are. It's crazy. They say all these witnesses, and they call the witnesses, and they go, it's not true.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, no, this is complete fiction. All these accusations against Kavanaugh are totally political. Trump is right about that. They're complete fiction. And the Democrats think they still run the Senate.
That's right. Look at the number out since you mentioned it. 202-224-3121. This is their Waterloo. We get Kavanaugh in and win these midterms. Let's talk about what they do and then take calls. If we win this, 202-224-3121. Call them right now, folks. This is epic time to be alive. Your calls loaded up straight ahead. Hour number four.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.